Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
It is 10 minutes past the hour, and you're listening to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us on the radio dial here at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, whether you listen to us through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Our next guest is coming up as an individual who is not only using her gift to be able to inspire individuals, but she's also sharing a powerful message as well. I'm talking about recording artist Anna Maria. She's joining us live for the first time on our program to talk about her gift and also about her brand new single. Anna Maria, welcome to Conversations Live.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a joy to be on your program tonight. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for being on with us, and congratulations for the success that you've had in sharing your gift. Before we get into the single, Bow Down, Anna Maria, I want to talk about this journey for you and when you first realized that singing was going to be the way that you were able to share God's word.
You know what? I can remember as a little girl, because my father's a pastor, so, you know, we were practically born in the church. We were there all the time, and because I have, you know, seven siblings, eight of us total, you know, we were the choir, and, you know, we've always been involved in the church to some type of degree. And so I've always... that their mothers could play the piano, and I had, like, a real rude awakening.
Hello, Anna Maria, can you hear us?
Uh-oh, sorry about that.
Oh, okay.
I pressed mute on you and didn't even know it.
No problem.
So, yes, I'm not sure exactly how much you heard.
Well, actually, you were talking about playing the musical instrument, but that wasn't going to be the way.
Well, actually, my mother was the one who played all of the instruments. And my older siblings, they got to play the instruments. And because I was a baby girl, you know, all I had to do was just stand there and sing.
Right.
We've grown up in the church. I've been doing this, you know, pretty much all of my life. And I just knew that this is what I was supposed to do.
Wow. So when you fast forward now to 2012, Anna Maria, and people are able to actually be inspired by the words that are coming out of your mouth and the message that you're sharing, what does it feel like to know that you've been given that gift, that you've been given the opportunity to help people to maybe come in contact with God and have a relationship with Him like they never could have before?
You know what? I have to admit that it's a double-edged sword. Because of the responsibility that comes with knowing that, you know, God didn't just give this to me just so that I can make money and live in a big house and drive a fancy car, but that lives will be changed through the message in the songs that I sing, and that I remember that it is, you know, for His glory that He's given me this gift. And so sometimes, you know, I get a little nervous because I want God to show up, and God forbid the day that I open my mouth and He not shows up, because that's a scary thing. That's a scary thought. The other side of it is that I get to see lives changed by the music that God has given me to the body of Christ and, you know, into the world. And so it is a joy, you know, watching my children go, you know, they're growing up singing these songs as well. They get to know the God that I sing about as well. So that's the blessing behind it for me.
Wow. So when you think about, and I love the way you said that about God showing up, because I think all of us, and I think this is what's important for our listeners to remember, all of us have been given a gift. It's just up to us to be able to realize what that gift is and to use it in the proper way. When you do look at the fact that when God does show up, you know, the messages that are able to come out of that, what is your personal hope for your gift and the way that it's being used today, Anna Maria? I mean, I know everyone, you know, has their different idea of what success is, but for you personally, what does that success in the ministry look like?
Success in the ministry for me is something that lives beyond, that's going to live longer than I am. Mm-hmm. And that is, again, you know, tied into the message and the type of ministry that I set up to where my children, when they look at what I do, you know, they're not just going to say, oh, she's a great singer, she's a great minister, but she's a great mom.
Yeah.
She was a good mother. That's success to me, to know that my children actually want to grow up and be like me. They want to serve the God that I sing about. Because as I mentioned, you know, I'm a PK. I grew up in the church. And not everybody wants to serve God, you know, serve the God of their fathers and their mothers, you know, because of the different experiences that they've had and the things that they saw, you know, it turned them off. They don't want to, you know, there's a lot of people who don't even want to go to church anymore. But I don't want that for my children. And so that's what success is going to be for me. You know, 5 years, 10 years from now, to know that my daughter, you know, she says, well, Mom, can you write me a song too? Or I need another song. You know, that's success to me. Success is, you know, I remember one time I was ministering, and that fire, every time I think about this, it humbles me because, well, I'll just tell you what it is.
Yeah.
I was singing at an event for a youth pastor, and just before the event, I had gotten into a fight with my sister. Oh, man, we were just, like, going at it, and I really didn't feel like I should even get up there to minister this song. But I did anyway because they had asked me to. And after after I sang my song, this lady came up to me with her, who turned out to be her cousin, and the lady is just boo-hooing Cyrus. She's just crying and crying and crying. And so the lady says, well, listen, my cousin really enjoyed your, you know, she really enjoyed your song. It really blessed her, really ministered to her. And I said, oh, well, thank you very much. So now I'm trying to talk to the lady. And she said, well, no, she doesn't speak any English.
Mm.
So I'm like, so if she doesn't speak any English, I sang in English, why is she crying? And it was because there's more to it than just vocal ability or even the words. There's a spirit that comes behind where God supports you, and you know that you're in the right moment at the right time doing the right thing. And so as long as I can see moments like that and I can experience moments like that in ministry, that's success to me. To where God shows up, he transcends language and touches the heart of the listener, and they're changed forever. That's ministry to me. That's success.
Exactly. I totally agree with that. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with recording artist Anna Maria. She's talking to us not only about her journey in music and growing up really around music, but making it her own. And if you missed it, she had a great way of saying this about how she's been able to use her God-given talent, opening up her mouth and God showing up through her voice and being able to minister just like you just able to hear in that situation that she was just talking about. So talk to us about the new project. Bow Down, I know, is the single that you're now promoting, Anna Maria. How did it come about?
Bow Down was actually written by my husband. He's also a music producer as well. And, you know, he was really excited about the song, but it just felt like, okay, there's just a couple of pieces missing, so I did get to add, you know, some verses in there on the song. But I'll tell you what pricks my heart about this song is that, you know, our culture today is so self-serving and so selfish that we've even managed to, you know, manipulate our church services to cater to our wants and to our needs. And so what that song, Bow Down, means for me is that in spite of, and it actually says this in the song, in spite of everything I have, and with all that I know, I still bow down. That God, I still deem you worthy enough, that you are the ultimate, you are the supreme being, you are the mighty one, and still before you, I bow. I bow before you, God, and I will now, and I will forever. And so that's what that song is about, you know, because we can get caught up in, you know, our degrees and our status, our, you know, our bank accounts, but can you still bow before the God that has gifted you, who's empowered you, who's trusted you with these talents? Can you still bow before him and give him the honor that's due to his name?
Well, I think that's the powerful message for our radio listeners. After this segment with Anna Maria, you're going to have an opportunity to hear the single. And of course, what we want all of our listeners online to do is you listen to it as well through the podcast. Is to remember to request it. I think that's one of the great things about being able to request music and let your voice be heard and let people know what you want to hear. Anna Maria, how can our listeners find out more information about you as well as how to find your music as well online?
Okay, they can log on to hornrecords.com. And then you can find me on Facebook. I love Anna Maria Music. And then I'm also on Twitter. And that's Horn, H-O-R-N, Mrs., M-R-S. And then if they want to get to the music right away, they can go to iTunes or CD Baby, Amazon.com, Rhapsody, all of those websites, and type in Anna Maria, Bow Down, and the music should come right up.
And I have to ask you this question because I think it's so important for those who may have been fighting against the gift, because I know sometimes we do that. We think the gift is too big for us and we don't really know what to do with it. What advice do you normally give to individuals about the importance of embracing it and knowing that God, as long as we do our part, that God is going to bless our efforts and take it to where he needs to go? What do you normally tell individuals in that regard, Anna Maria?
Well, I wrote a song on my first project called Dream Again. And the premise of that song, you know, it walks through different situations that we go through in life. You know, where a teenage girl, she gets pregnant, somebody who can't get a job, you know, just real life issues. But the chorus of the song says that it's not over. Wipe the tears from your eyes. It's not over because real dreams never die. And God has put dreams and desires in our hearts when we were children that still they seem to torment people because they haven't fulfilled them yet. And so whether you allow fear or whatever that thing is to try to suppress that thing or to keep it down, that dream is not going to die. Real dreams, they never die. Selfish ambitions, yes. You know, they'll fade and they'll go away. And, you know, pipe dreams, yeah, they'll go. But those real dreams, those God-inspired dreams that God has assigned to our lives for us to fulfill, they're not going to die. They're not going to go away until we walk that thing out in the earth.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah,
well,
and you know what?
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I have to tell you, all of the noise that you hear in the background, I'm actually backstage at the Riverwalk Theater. I'm in the production of Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Oh, wow.
We open up tonight. tonight. So this is in Lansing, Michigan.
Well, congratulations to you, not only on that project, and Maria, but also on what you're doing, I think, for the ministry, it just overall. I think it's great to see individuals. And then, of course, you know, to have, you know, the partnership with your husband, you know, I know to have that together really helps as well as you guys continue to spread the good news. So thank you so much for taking out the time, and we wish you nothing but continued success.
Hey, thank you for having me, Cyrus, and God bless you for all that you do. Not only for artists, but for the body of Christ. So thank you.
Well, I appreciate that, Marie, and the same goes to you, of course. And you're welcome back anytime. We'd love to have you.
Okay.
All right, then.
Again,
okay,
God
Maria.
Bless.
God bless you as well. Again, it was Anna Maria, everyone. Again, taking out the time to be with us today. And congratulations to all the great things that she's doing. Make sure you do visit iTunes and also CD Baby. Pick up her music and make sure to share it also with a friend as well. I think one of the great things about doing this program is that we have the ability to show support. And I believe in showing support for individuals that I know are doing great work. Anna Maria is one of those individuals, so let's make sure we support her. And for our online listeners, remember, you have the opportunity through your voice to be able, no matter where you listen to us in the world, make sure that you let your favorite station know that this is music that you want to hear as well. So again, for our radio listeners, you're getting ready to hear the single Bow Down. For our online listeners, we want you to definitely make sure that you tune in to the single on our podcast. You'll be able to find it on our podcast. But make sure you tune in as well and let your voice be heard and let people know what you're thinking about it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we have our resident chef joining us from Massachusetts to give us our quick and easy cooking tip. You're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM and online worldwide through our great friends at blogtalkradio.com. So thanks a lot for being with us.